For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton, and this is A Turning Point, today on RFK Jr. I spent my life in media managing broadcast talent, roughly 300% of whom have some degree of narcissism, including the kind hosts need to bolster their self-confidence, and also the kind that convinces them that they don't have to follow the rules. I actually heard myself say these words to a host. The Secret Service is in the lobby. Did you threaten the president? Often in my early career, I slapped my forehead and muttered something like, "No wonder you're on marriage number four." The only wonder is that my forehead isn't flat. Like showbiz, politics attracts narcissists and liars. See Santos, George for an extreme example. The last 9 years have been consumed by the most self-centered leader in our country's history, which in itself is saying something. Some people just need to make everything about themselves. We should take that as a warning against those who put themselves above their country. A quick recap of a much longer story is that in 2003, I was driving my then 14-year-old daughter to the gym. Rush Limbaugh was on the radio. He was saying that women who were demanding equal rights and equal pay were feminazis. My daughter, a look of horror on her face, turned to me, her network radio consulting dad, and said, "Hey, can't you do something?" Well, that sent me on a quest to put talent and money together to start the Air America radio network. I needed a star, and it took about a year to convince SNL's Al Franken to be the face of this new network. He knew it would be hard to mount a daily talk show, but he wanted to burnish his political bona fides for an envisioned run for the Senate. In fleshing out the other talent, we ran across a comedian named Mark Maron, who went on to have the first profitable podcast, WTF, and a house painter from Western Massachusetts who didn't have much in the way of broadcast credentials, but her resume, AIDS activism, Rhodes Scholar, Stanford PhD, was intriguing, and one listen to Rachel Maddow's demo made it clear that she had the goods. In the process of all that, we began searching for other shows to help fill the schedule. One of the most prominent and still running shows was Ring of Fire, which featured class action lawyers. Now, class action lawyers, also called trial attorneys, are despised by corporate America. They exist to fill the gap between incompetent and/or toothless regulators and nefarious companies whose products and/or services proved to be detrimental to the health and well-being of their users. The show was hosted by one of the lawyers who successfully sued the tobacco companies, Mike Papantonio, and his then-law partner, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. At the time, and until just a few years ago, I would have told you that Bobby Kennedy was singularly the smartest person I've ever known. It should come as no surprise that being a part of that family is profoundly different in terms of the experience that you and I have had. Still, in those days, he could be present and even helpful. According to the New York Times, though, quote, "In the past decade, he has become a prominent voice in the anti-vaccine movement, promoting falsehoods and conspiracy theories about the risks of childhood vaccinations and other public health measures." That work gave him a large platform during the coronavirus pandemic, and when he questioned the safety of COVID vaccines and the official narratives of the virus's origins, unquote, he gathered a crowd. By 2023, most of his family had turned against him. On St. Patrick's Day, they made a show of surrounding President Biden for a photo op. Third-party campaigns worry both parties. Dems in particular are afraid that the Camelot vibe that JFK instilled in the country some 60 years ago would extend to his brother's son. At first blush, it seems that Bob would steal votes from President Biden. To the extent that people are underinformed, reading slanted headlines but not the body copy, it seems that a Kennedy would command Democratic votes. But there is a movement led by the former president himself to have RFK Jr. be the Republican VP pick. "I like Trump Kennedy," the former president recently told one person. "I just like the way that sounds." Bobby, though, seems uninterested. He said, "I'm flattered by the thought, but it's not a course I would consider." So, where his support, assuming he gets on enough state ballots, will come from is an open question. The No Labels group won't forward a candidate this year. They pretended to be a grassroots organization, but turned out to be AstroTurf. Their supposedly centrist funders turned out to be led by right-wing billionaire and FOC, that's friend of Clarence. Harlan Crow. No Labels was supposed to shake up the presidential race with a broad appeal sort of candidate, but since they folded their tent, RFK Jr. is the highest polling independent candidate with around 12%. That's enough to hurt someone. But who remains the question. For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton.
Go to the on-demand section of progressivevoices.com or the PV app and look for A Turning Point.
Thanks for listening to the Progressive Voices Network, streaming the best in progressive talk 24/7. Keep the progressive conversation going on by joining our community. Each week, we send out an email that covers important things taking place in the Progressive Voices Network and throughout the progressive world. Be the first to know of upcoming shows, schedule changes, exclusive programming, and more. Simply go to progressivevoices.com and sign up for our mailing list. It's that easy. ProgressiveVoices.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for joining the Progressive Voices community.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes on the Progressive Voices Network.